Trustee Lawrence?
Here. Trustee Lawler?
Here.
Trustee Leeblatt?
Here.
Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Malani? Not present. Mayor Dodge?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Proclamation, National Public Works Week Proclamation.
All right, quick, some of you saw we were taking a picture earlier, so Joel, hopefully everybody appreciates what we're doing. Let me read this proclamation. Whereas public works professionals focus on infrastructure, facilities, and services that are of vital importance to sustainable and resilient communities, to public health, high quality of life, and well-being of the people of the Village of Orland Park. And whereas these infrastructure, facilities, and services could not be provided without the dedicated efforts of public works professionals who are engineers, managers, and employees at all levels of government and the private sector, who are responsible for rebuilding, improving, and protecting our nation's transportation, water supply, water treatment, and solid waste systems, public buildings, and other structures and facilities essential to our citizens. And whereas it is in the interest of the citizens, civic leaders, and children in the Village of Orland Park to gain knowledge of and maintain an ongoing interest in understanding the importance of public works and public works programs in their respective communities. And whereas the year 2026 marks the 66th annual National Public Works Week sponsored by the American Public Works Association. Now, therefore, I, James Dodge, Mayor of Orland Park, Cook and Will Counties, Illinois, do hereby designate the week of May 17 to 23rd, 2026 as National Public Works Week, and urge all citizens to join with representatives of the American Public Works Association and government agencies in activities, events, and ceremonies designed to pay tribute to our public works professionals, engineers, managers, and employees, and to recognize the substantial contribution they make to protecting our national health, safety, and advancing the quality of life for all. Dated this 18th day of May. Any quick board comments? I just, you know, Joel, as always, I think everybody up here appreciates the work that your broader team gets done for the village. It's important, and there's always a lot going on, but so it's appreciated. So I don't know if there's anybody else.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I'll say the same thing. Just appreciate all the hard work that Public Works does for the village. They keep our water, you know, running, our sewage taken care of, and our garbage for our parks, everything. And it goes most time. A lot of people probably don't appreciate the work you do on a daily basis, but we couldn't live without your work, hard work. So thank you.
It's a team effort. It's not just me. I have a great team that does all that. And thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Okay.
Non-scheduled citizens and visitors for agenda-specific public comment.
No one has signed in.
Accounts payable May 5th, 2026 through May 14th, 2026.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Healy.
I move to approve the accounts payable May 5th, 2026 through May 14th, 2026 in the amount of $5,292,418.66.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Leeblatt?
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence?
Aye.
Trustee Lawler?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Mayor Dodge?
Aye.
Consent agenda.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Leeblatt?
Before we proceed, I move to remove item C, 2026-0487, special event permit to celebrate Jordanian Independence Day. I think the event was canceled.
Is there a second to remove it from the consent agenda?
Second.
All right, there's a motion and a second to remove this item. Call the roll.
Trustee Leeblatt?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence?
Aye.
Trustee Lawler?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Mayor Dodge?
Aye.
I'll proceed with consent agenda. A, payroll for May 8th, 2026, looking for approval. B, radar digital display speed signs purchasing. D, Palestine Children's Relief Fund fundraiser. E, Special event permit, Dean's Green Saturday Markets. F, amend Title VII, Chapter IV, increase the number of Class A liquor licenses in ordinance.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Leifblatt.
I move to approve items A, B, D, E, and F in the consent agenda.
Second.
There's a motion and a second on the consent agenda. Call the roll, please.
Trustee Leifblatt.
Aye.
Trustee Lawler.
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Mayor Dodge.
Aye.
Public Works, Colette Highland Subdivision Homeowner Association Maintenance Agreement.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Lawler.
I move to approve the maintenance agreement.
No, go ahead. You can put it on the floor. George, I'm sorry, Jen, you wanted this delayed?
Yes, we're asking to postpone it to the first meeting of June.
No, sorry, John. Trustee Lawler, I didn't mean to interrupt you there mid-sentence. So we're looking for a motion to delay this to June 1st.
Okay. Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Katsinas.
I make a motion to delay this item, Colette Highland Subdivision Homeowners Association Maintenance Agreement, until June 9th?
I'm sorry.
June 1st. June 1st.
There's second. A motion, a second. George, 30-second explanation.
There's still some things to be worked out on the contract. The contract that's uploaded is an earlier version, so just minor things to still be worked out.
Okay. Any other comments or questions from the board? Motion, a second.
Yes. Okay. Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Lawler.
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence.
Aye.
Trustee Leifblatt.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Mayor Dodge.
Aye.
Development Services, Abaca Field Plat of Consolidation.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to approve the Abaca Field Plat of Consolidation as fully presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Comments or questions about this item? Call the roll.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Lawler.
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence.
Aye.
Trustee Leifblatt.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Mayor Dodge.
Aye.
Engineering, Ravinia Avenue South Extension, Phase 2 Design Engineering, Contract Amendment Supplement Number 2.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Leifblatt.
I move to approve and authorize the execution of Change Order Number 2, Addendum B, with V3 Companies Limited to increase the total not to exceed contract amount by $52,747 for a revised total not to exceed contract amount of $361,654 and as fully presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's a motion, a second. George, why the change, just for the record?
It's to include the design of the median closure along 159th and left turn extension.
Okay. Any other comments or questions about the item? Call the roll.
Trustee Leifblatt.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence.
Aye.
Trustee Lawler.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Mayor Dodge.
Aye.
Recreation and Parks, DCEO Grant.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Lawler.
I move to approve and authorize the use of the DCEO reimbursable grant funds for athletic court repairs at six village park sites and to authorize staff to seek reimbursement of eligible project expenses in an amount not to exceed $500,000.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. George, there's some information you're going to share.
Yep. Ray's got a little bit of a PowerPoint.
Thank you for the opportunity to present this tonight. So the village has been informed that we are the recipients or will be the recipients of a $500,000 grant from House Bill or Senate Bill 2510, Section 525, from the Build Illinois Build Fund through the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. This grant supports park projects. It's administered as a reimbursement, so we'll have to fund this in a future budget amendment so that we can reimburse or be reimbursed by the grant. This grant is a non-match grant, so it's just a fully reimbursable $500,000 grant. We want to recognize Illinois House Senate Representative Mary Gill of the 35th District. She was instrumental in helping us to secure this funding. The funds for this project are going to fund the repairs to courts and fences at these six parks, so Eagle Ridge, Veterans, Discovery Park, Dugan Park, Long Creek Park, and Emerald States Park. So these are all projects that we plan to repair this year, and this grant will provide the funding for this. The project is expected to begin in June and be completed in 2026, which is a requirement of the grant. It meets the intent of the grant, and again, it's fully reimbursable. We just need to approve a future budget amendment to make the expenses and then being reimbursed by the grant.
Any comments or questions from the board?
If I could just also add, our lobbyist, Matt O'Shea, was instrumental in helping us get this grant through Representative Gill.
Yeah, appreciate those efforts. Comments, questions?
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Healy?
I think this is a fabulous grant, and it's going to be much appreciated. This really, really helps. When I see this come alive, it builds my confidence in that. So congratulations to Mr. O'Shea and to Representative Gill, too. It was great. Thank you.
Any other comments? Trustee Healy, thanks for that, because I appreciate that, you know, Senator Cunningham, you know, Representative Gill, they're instrumental in working with us, so it's very much appreciated that they did this. So we'll make sure that I'll call Mary, you know, tomorrow. I'm used to calling her by her first name. We'll call Mary tomorrow and definitely thank her for this. So, Ray, appreciate you bringing this forward. Okay. There's a motion and a second. There's no other comments or questions. Call the roll, please.
Trustee Lawler?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence?
Aye.
Trustee Leblatt?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Mayor Dodge.
That's all right.
You still aye.
Old habit, right?
Yeah. Semmer Landscape LLC Contract Amendment A and Change Order Number 1.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Lawrence?
I move to approve and authorize the execution of Contract Addendum A and Change Order 1 with Summer Landscape of Country Club Hills, Illinois, increasing the total not to exceed contract amount to $139,700 as fully presented.
Second.
Any comments or questions? Joel, these guys have been pretty responsive, correct? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they've been very good for us. So we're already making good progress, but there's a low area where to get to the fields, whether you're a spectator coach or the players, that's very low, and so it's very soggy. So we want to put a 4-inch drain tile in there to correct that.
Okay. All right, no other comments or questions? Excuse me, call the roll.
Trustee Lawrence?
Aye.
Trustee Leblatt?
Aye.
Trustee Lawler?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Mayor Dodge?
Aye.
Krause Construction, Inc., Change Order Number 4 and Contract Amendment D.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Lawrence.
I move to approve and authorize the execution of Change Order Number 4 and Contract Addendum D with Krause Construction, Inc. of Blue Island, Illinois, to repair the shower in the John Humphrey House and to increase the total not to exceed contract amount to $924,895. And is fully presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any comments or questions?
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Lawler.
I read over this, and everybody knows I live across the street from the Humphrey House. So I've watched everything that's been going on, all the work that's being done there. And I also have some experience with building homes. So, and I know what things cost, but this project is kind of stuck, you know, it's bothered me a little bit, the amount of money we spent on this contract for the amount of work that was being done. And I guess, you know, when I look at staff, and they all know I've questioned them on this already, you know, why we don't push back on some of these bids sometimes. You know, there was quite a few things that weren't done in this project scope that need to be done to the house, which means it's more money. I guess, George, my question is before, you know, I'm going to vote for this because obviously we have to finish the work now. But before it all gets done, can you please give me a full scope of work of what was supposed to be done and a punch list of all the things that will be done and whether or not they'll be done before the grand reopening of this project. And in the future, you know, when we get bids like this, you know, for what little amount of work that was done, we need to push back on some of these. I understand there's certain, you know, municipal laws and Illinois laws that, you know, on how we spend our money and who we employ. But I mean, for $924,000, we spent a lot of money doing, you know, some plumbing work, some HVAC work, and some electrical work. And that's really about it, and rebuilding a partial wall in the basement. It doesn't add up to $924,000. So it's something that we need to be more aware of. I mean, this is our tax dollars. We could have used some of this money for better things in the village. So I'll leave my comments at that.
Any other comments from the board? George, you want to address this? Because, you know, we've got to get that right.
Yeah, so the history of this project actually goes back to 2021. The village at the time did a historic structures strategic plan, and it included a whole bunch of elements, including Bowley Farm, including Stellwagen. So this RFP that was issued for, at the time, for both John Humphrey and Stellwagen was issued in April of 2024. Eventually, Stellwagen, the Stellwagen improvements were removed so that we can do a master plan for the Stellwagen farm. But the Humphrey elements were part of that original RFP. And Trustee Lawler is right. There is because it's a historical home, and then there's a lot of unique elements to it. Unfortunately, the costs do go up, you know, when you try to retrofit a 1800s home. But we will be ready to open for the grand opening. But this is just really kind of the first phase of this. All the other work that we hope to contemplate, we can hopefully do in-house.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, there's a motion. Thank you, George. There's a motion and a second. Call the roll.
Trustee Lawrence?
Aye.
Trustee Leibwood?
Aye.
Trustee Lawler?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Mayor Dodge?
Aye.
Non-scheduled citizens and visitors for public comment on items relevant to village business.
Anyone like to address the board? Sir, just come up and give your name. We give you 3 minutes.
Howdy, Steve Donnellan, 17712 Mayor Drive, Orland Park, Illinois.
Okay.
Mayor, City Council, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. My comment is about the mail that I've been receiving from Orland Park, from your various entities. And I lived in 12 different cities in my lifetime so far. And without a doubt, Orland Park is way, way over sending out stuff. I think that you could cut that budget in half and save some money. The designers, the publication, and the mail is just enormous amount of money, I would think. Go to just a consolidation of different entities and put it on just a black and white paper, temporarily or for good. Now, what would we use the money for? Gasoline and diesel costs that the fire department, the police department, and the works department use. Gasoline prices will not go down. They'll go up, and they'll go up and up and up for months and months and months. Be proactive, not sitting back and taking it. Invest in your police and fire department, because the gas prices are here. They're going to stay. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your comments. Thank you. Anyone else? All right. We'll throw it open. Are any board members who'd like to make a comment?
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Lawrence?
Orland Park for part of our celebration of America 250 is passing out or making available ribbons, red, white, and blue ribbons. They're suggesting that perhaps you, if you have a tree in your parkway, that you could get several feet of this from the village, the library, sports plaque, Orland Health and Fitness, and probably Village Hall. Yes, in Village Hall, you can get this. And on your tree or somewhere else in your yard to beautify it and join us in the celebration. And if you like, please do take a picture of what you've decorated and send it to us. We'd like to do something like a collage online or perhaps physically. And again, it's about celebrating our 250th birthday here. Now, if you have your own red, white, and blue designs, decorations, ribbons, whatever, go for it. But we invite you to join us, and don't let needing some ribbon hold you back, because we'll gladly let you come and get some, whatever you need. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Any other comments? Oh, I'm sorry. Trustee Leaflet?
No, just quickly. I did want to say thank you. I know, like, Public Works and all of the hard work that everybody's been doing, I think that it adds so much value, and I always appreciate and value the feedback from residents who actually come and, in a constructive manner, approach the village so that we can know best what people are thinking about, what's important to the residents, and what, you know, we need to think about in terms of how we apply policy or make decisions. So thank you.
All right, just a couple of comments. As everyone knows, we've canceled next week's meeting. We have a meeting middle of the week on the week of Memorial Day to kind of get kicked off some of our formal planning, and I think everybody's looking forward to what we're going to be doing around Memorial Day this year. I think Ray's got a number of great things planned. I think there's some genuine excitement. How many folks do we have in the parade, Ray?
39.
So I'm thrilled that we've had this kind of uptake, and my hope is that we can make a Memorial Day parade and make Memorial Day weekend, because a lot of families are still here before we all take off on vacation. Let's keep using, you know, that asset. Let's keep doing things like this. So knock on wood, we have a successful Memorial Day. All right. With that, a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Katsinas.
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
There's a motion and a second, but I guess I'll ask the attorney, should we have Trustee Lawler or Trustee Healy note that they have like a handshake bet and then we can make the meeting go to 9:30? Can we force them to confess that?
Mr. Mayor, can I make a couple comments?
Yes, you can. Let's go to 9:30, Bill. All right, all kidding aside, there's a motion and a second. Call the roll, please.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Leaplet?
Aye.
Trustee Lawrence?
Aye.
Trustee Lawler?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Mayor Dodge?
Aye.
Okay, time is 6:23.
A new world record for us.